Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And so we were at the Stand Up for Israel rally just this week, this Sunday, and it was so encouraging to watch people stand up. And we had several leaders from the community, right?
Yes, Mike Bates with Northwest Talk Radio, WBY, did a wonderful job moderating. Gene Rosenbaum, president of his company.
Southern Scrap Company, yes, down there in Pensacola.
Fantastic. And as well as Rabbi Eric Tegeger with Brit Messianic
Synagogue.
Mm-hmm. It was just amazing to hear what these folks had to say, their heart, their passion, as we all stood together. I mean, I believe that day we were all Israeli. That day we stood strong and said, you know, we're going to support Israel. Mm-hmm. And it was a particularly hot day, but I was encouraged.
It was very hot. I don't know how Pat showed up in shorts.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. I know he was late, and I just looked back, and he was like standing in a pair of shorts.
And a fan and something.
At least he didn't wear his bathing suit like he did last time.
That would not been good.
Embarrassing.
No.
It's embarrassing.
We had to watch out for that.
I don't know. But he did have his tie on with his bathing suit.
But you know what? People were there. I was so proud of just the folks that were there.
Yes.
They stayed the entire time. They had their Israeli flag, that their American flag. They were supportive. We even had a time of prayer. And we're going to show a lot of this stuff here to you so that you can
be encouraged
too.
We actually have a lot more. I love how Pastor Jimmy Rogers from Pace Assembly of God Church in Pace, Florida, that he was we put him and a congressman, Mike Hill, together. I mean, they cranked it up. But I think that Jimmy Rogers preached the speaker off the. I mean, it wasn't much of a speaker as it was, you know.
No.
And when she started, it's like the speaker just fell. Nobody bothered to pick it back up again.
No, I think Congressman Mike Hill picked it back up.
Did he?
Yeah, he sure did.
And it's amazing because he was just bringing it home as well, and it was just so powerful. And you're going to see, you know, all these folks from the Gulf Coast raising their hands before God and for all of the Gulf Coast, just saying, you know, we stand for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very beautiful thing. We got a chance to meet Yovanda.
Johanna
from Pensacola area, but also she is a Messianic Jewish German believer who was a child during the night of Crystal Glass they were coming through. And Hitler was beginning the persecution in a big way of going through all the Jewish businesses and all. And her parents and her were marked out for to be sent to a camp. But that same week, the mayor was going to send her and her family to a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
He got throat cancer and died immediately and gave them a chance to be able to escape. And so when I saw her there, I was so excited. Not only that, I got a chance to, you know, her friend, a 30-year friend, I had no idea, but back when I was a sheriff's deputy, you know, I'd worked these side jobs, and this one particular job I worked at was a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean, and she is a friend of hers for 30 years. They've been together, and it's just so cool to see what you're doing now, Jean, as she's being there with people in their time of need, and just so many wonderful friends and spending time with our audience. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from you and get feedback. And if you hear these two programs, our previous program, this program in its entirety, you get a real balanced view, you know, of what we're talking about. But we have to remember, as you know, as Americans, the First Amendment is what gives us a constitutional legal right to be able to share our views and speak openly and gather like we did at the Stand for Israel rally. And I noticed that there was, you know, just one, maybe two folks that didn't understand that everybody, including people that, you know, whose views are just like wrong, but they can share their views.
Sure, this is America.
And it's good to know. It's good to let people talk, because if they talk, you understand who they are, where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But if you repress a talk, then you don't really know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And three guys showed up. I think obviously some friends. Showed up, and we began to venture into at the Stand for Israel rally, and their questions, because they were honest. I mean, you could tell that that's not, if they really would have known what we were beginning to share, they probably wouldn't have stood up for that, because he wasn't even sure. We're going to talk about, but he says, I'm 99.9% sure the United Nations, you know, and it goes with it. And we're going to talk to you about a voting block that you could be 100% sure. If you want to, if you're a betting man, I know you're not a betting person, I'm sure, and Pat's delivered now, is that I think his last job was in a casino. I'm not really sure. Right? Wash us, Jesus. Wash us, Lord. Something about $1 million and all that.
Something that on there.
I tried to tell him.
We tried.
The Lord has dealt with him since then. And so, but you know, you could bet 100%. You could bet 100%, pretty much, outside the Lord, you know, striking into the United Nations, striking it down, that they're going to be against Israel.
Yeah,
they're going to be against Israel. We're going to show you why. So these young men were at the Stand Up for Israel rally, and we're going to talk to you also about there's a train trestle down in Pensacola, Florida, right on the bay. And it's sort of like this communication billboard sign type thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, different things have been painted over the years. As a matter of fact, Mark Taylor painted it pink one year because he's standing up helping to fight against breast cancer for women. And we have a Mark Taylor campaign to get a whole bunch of painters out there, you know, and begin to paint that thing back, because somebody will show you, you know, painted some things that's totally opposite of what Pensacola stands for, because Pensacola was present at that mm-hmm. Seville Square Park, and they were standing up overwhelmingly for Israel.
Yeah.
So if you just want to, you know, touch base with Mark Taylor and just give him a big shout out and all that, he knows how to do it. He's done it before. He knows how to get crews together to be able to do that.
Does.
So we're going to go right into, and we'll hopefully make it available on the BFN Torch, how to get mm-hmm. a hold of him right there. But he's real, you know, popular on Facebook and all that stuff. Love you, man. And so we got to paint this thing.
Yes,
you
know,
and we got to be able to paint it. And I know Cindy from the Pensacola News Journal, she was talking about this is pathetic. And, you know, I agree with you, Cindy West. And one way to do it is just to get a bucket of paint. I don't know what the rules and the ordinances are, so we're not promoting anybody to break the law. But find out what they are, and we need to mm-hmm. probably get it back to its original intent.
Yes.
Which was definitely standing up for Israel. I guess it could say something like Pensacola stands for Israel. But we're going to have these three young men that we're helping educate them in the context of what they're talking about and kind of give them, because they said they didn't know. Mm-hmm. These men seemed very sincere. They didn't come in there just saying that we know everything. They said, well, we're not sure. And so as you caught our earlier program, we're helping show them some of the things that are going on. And I believe that they're probably going to be standing up for the Palestinian people in Israel mm-hmm. and no longer standing up for Hamas. Yeah. I really believe. And we're going to go right into this interview of these young men. Mm-hmm. We've already had a part of this interview. You can catch it on our previous program. And these are just the Stand Up for Israel rally. We had three guys right here. And to me, they just seemed pretty, they were pretty honest about, you know, we're standing up for as much as we know to stand up for.
Yeah.
But we're finding out they didn't know as much.
As
a matter of fact, because they started talking about, we said, well, you know, what do you think about, John's talking about, you know, what do you think about bringing, you know, Israel bringing food for the Palestinians? And they didn't deny. They just said, well, but they don't have the calorie counts not right. Only American would say that, right?
It was the protein balance
with the carb. The only American would think about.
Only American.
Yeah, their macros
were
off.
You can tell these guys are carb counters, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They look like how Pat works out.
They're healthy.
And all that. They're sort of chemist thing going on. Anyway, so let's just pick up in the interview right here. And we got some great things. You know, Pastor Jimmy Rogers is going to be on, where he's bringing this thing home, and some great interviews from Stand Up for Israel. But remember, the First Amendment, we have to be able to let people speak. And then we can share, you know, what we feel. So let's just catch up in this interview right here.
Just during Protective Edge, but over several years, where Hamas has been launching rockets near Sarot, Ashkelon, on a continual basis.
There are also regular military incursions from Israel, you know, before Protective Edge started.
That's really important, because he did not deny the reality that Hamas is coming in and hurting and attacking Israel. He just says, Oh, in addition, there's other things going on. It's like, and Christmas happens once a year, and Easter too happens once a year. It's like, but did you just hear what just happened?
Yeah, since 2005, by the way, there's been 10,000 rockets that Hamas has fired into Israel. 10,000. So this just didn't happen a few days ago with Protective Edge. It's been happening for quite a while.
And so you put that together with Secretary John Kerry working with the president to get nuclear capabilities into Iran. And there's 10,000 missiles have been fired so far without nuclear warheads in them. How many, let's see, how many nuclear warheads does it take to remove Israel from the face of the earth?
Mm. Yeah.
One. So out of 10,000 rockets, with Iran getting nuclear power, which will go into nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And the prophetic word giving in January of this year by Pat Robinson was that Iran would have a nuclear weapon before this year is out. And it looks like everything is kind of supporting the context of that. That means only one out of that 10,000 could have removed it. And so it's like a zero sum for Israel. It's like it cannot get nuclear weapons. But so you're seeing these guys don't really understand. It's like, no, you can't have 10,000 missiles fired. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Israel's only 70 miles wide.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stack those missiles end to end, you couldn't even see probably Israel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And 70 miles wide. So imagine driving from where you are right now and driving 70 miles. You would have went from one side of Israel to the other side of Israel. Mm-hmm. So 10,000 missiles being fired in the southern portion of that, mm-hmm. according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and so many others, that's like 80% of the world of America's population.
Yes,
being fired at, and 80% of us having to go into storm bomb shelters every single day. And these young American men, they don't realize that, you know, you would have to be in a bomb shelter right now. You could even do this interview if you were in, if America was Israel and you're supported, you know, crew here called Hamas that's in Palestinians folks here in Gaza. That you couldn't even be doing this interview because we wouldn't have any, there's probably no plugins, you know, in the bomb shelters.
Well, you're going to hear, you're going to hear them speaking about, you know, because I mentioned it says, well, Israel sends leaflets and drops leaflets. They call, they send text alerting the Palestinians that they're about to, you know, send some rockets over. They're not the target, but they want to give them time to leave.
Which basically says, I care for you. Move out of the way. We're going to remove Hamas from your presence, but we're not going to remove you. We want you to be removed.
Right.
From,
right? And you'll hear in their level of understanding, they say, well, that only gives them 2 minutes. That only gives them 2 minutes to get out. But you hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say that when rockets are fired from Hamas, they only have, Israeli only have 15 seconds to get into a bomb shelter.
That's exactly
right. So
two
minutes versus 15 seconds.
A big, big difference. As a matter of fact, if you just go ahead and remove Hamas from your presence, then you'll have a real peaceful existence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Listen up.
But this is a repeated pattern from Hamas. Hamas is a reported militant arm from the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's being reported from Benjamin Netanyahu and others that Hamas is putting poor Palestinians in harm's way, and that's why there's such casualties.
All investigations I've seen with Al Jazeera and other medias, not American medias, not CNN, not Fox, not ABC, have confirmed that there was no such thing, and that Hamas does not use civilian targets. Like, I mean, when
what's important to understand here, it's in the manual for Hamas to use human shields. Everybody knows that what he's saying is like everybody that told you that they use human shields, don't listen to them. Listen to this one, you know.
Well, this is their official slogan. Allah is its target. The Prophet is its model. The Quran is its constitution. Jihad is its path. And death for the sake of Allah is the loftiest of its wishes. That's their slogan.
And what is the seventh article of Hamas's charter? Do we have it up right here? I mean, you got to see the seventh charter. We have it up. To eliminate,
their covenant. It says, this is the law governing the land of the Palestine in the Islamic Sharia law, and the same goes for any land that the Muslims have conquered by force, because during the times of Islamic conquest, the Muslims consecrated these lands to Muslim generation to this day of judgment. It's one of the things in their covenant is this statement, but we're going to get you some of the other statements, because in Article 7, we believe, is where they say that there's a Jew hiding behind a tree, you know, bring them mm-hmm. out so that basically we can kill them. And that's a paraphrase, but we'll make sure this is related for you. But it's in their charter. Their charter says that we need to kill the Jews.
We're going to make that available for you. But also, look, let's just continue to listen to these young men. And I really appreciate them giving the time to be able to help, I guess, inform them on the issue. They just didn't know. Mm-hmm. They just didn't understand why all these folks are standing up for Israel, because Israel is actually standing up for the Palestinian people. And for them to stand for Hamas, you know, that's against the Palestinian people. And so let's listen up. Let's listen up to the interview. Watch out.
not seen in all.
Okay, when you look at it, okay.
But in
Israel,
all honesty,
Israel hits. No, okay,
in all,
Israel,
in all honesty, have you not seen?
Pictures,
I mean,
of what?
I love the Palestinians. Hold on, I love the Palestinian people. My friends are Palestinians.
Yeah,
I've known
okay.
them. But does that not make you upset when you see pictures? Or have you not seen the pictures? Maybe you haven't seen the pictures where Hamas is putting rocket launchers right near children. I mean, children are playing and they're putting them right there. They're putting them in harm's way. There's something inside of you.
What about the children that were signing the missiles for the F-16s that were going to Gaza?
You know,
did you not see those pictures?
Well, I just wonder, have you seen those pictures?
But
have you seen?
I haven't seen those pictures.
So you've never seen any pictures?
Not at all.
Okay, so let me ask
you. I think this is really important
here
in the context of this, because these guys are honest. They're saying they haven't seen the pictures, and you can see those pictures. We actually, as a matter of fact, you may already see it right now. That again, they have not seen that with the children being gathered up. They're saying they haven't seen this picture, and you can see the entire video on VFN Torch. And hopefully we'll make a related article to this, but they're saying they haven't seen this. But what you're seeing right here, you're seeing a young man on the left that just put this rocket launcher in. There's another man at the back that has just gathered these children there, and he's kind of gathering them like you would sheep or lamb being led to the slaughter.
Yeah.
And what Israel's doing, Israel's coming against the rocket launch area. So they wanted to put these kids by this rocket launch area in hopes, by the way, that when they destroy the launcher, they would actually kill the children. And so we can go back to the interview, but I wanted you to understand that, because the guys didn't see this. So we want you to be able to see this. And they're actually, we have the video of this. You could see it. In addition to putting rocket launchers right by a hotel where all the press were. And we saw it literally be set up and fired off. And so that, just so you know, so now you do know, let's ask you what's taking place in the context of that. Let's continue on.
Firing, but there's
near children.
Not near children.
Okay,
no,
so let me ask you this: if you saw rockets from Hamas, rocket launchers, if you saw this, if you known to be a fact, you know, for you, you investigated, you found out, would you find that to be something that's irresponsible to put rocket launchers near children?
Near children,
Palestinian innocent Palestinian children and women. Would
it's what your definition of near is, you know.
Well, close, as close as you and I are standing.
Shooting from here, and there's a child. I've never seen anything like that.
If you saw it,
it'd be very upsetting. Yeah.
Anywhere, not just
Let's do that again. So if he saw it, and put the picture one more time. We want you to see that. You got to see this. This is what's happening as we speak, and we're going to make this video available to you, so you can go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, and it blesses my heart to hear you say, "If I saw it, it would upset me."
Yes.
And people didn't understand your heart, I guess, because you stand with them, because that's exactly how everybody was feeling out there. The majority of people is they care about the Palestinian children. They care about the folks. And now you're seeing how the death count has increased because of what Hamas is doing for the children there. And so now, you know, I appreciate your honesty. And so that's, you get a chance to see, that's the children in the back right there. We have a video of this. You're just looking at a still shot of it. But we actually see it actually taking place. So that's what's taking place in the context of that, with some others launching from schools. And just want to be able to let you know. Let's continue on with the interview.
If I seen it anywhere, I'd be upset. Yes,
you'd be upset.
Yes, because those children are not supposed to be on stuff like that. But at the same time, Israel has one of the best weapons
most
in the
precise.
World. They can hit a penny from They'll hit that. Why do they take a whole building down?
Well, this is my understanding, it's being reported, is because Hamas is sticking rocket launchers outside of windows of apartments. They're sticking them in schoolyards. And so when Israel responds, they're hitting innocent lives. I don't think that it's not their intent to do that. And this is the other thing. How do you feel about the news that's reporting from all sides that Israel does leaflets, that Israel sends text messages, that Israel calls, warning the Palestinian people, leave, we're getting ready to bomb the area. We're not after you, but we're after Hamas.
I've seen similar reports that say they send out the leaflets and they send out a text message less than a minute before they actually do the bombing.
They say there's 10 minutes.
They say there's 10 minutes, but they hit it earlier.
Well, think about this.
Well, notice this. Israel has 15 seconds to get to a bomb shelter with over 10,000 rockets being fired with no leaflets. No leaflets, no radios. Thank God for this young man that invented the red alert. And we're going to go right into this interview of these young men. We've already had a part of this interview. You can catch it on our previous program. And these are just the Stand Up for Israel rally. We had three guys right here. And to me, they just seemed pretty, they were pretty honest about, you know, we're standing up for as much as we know to stand up for. But we're finding out they didn't know as much. As a matter of fact, because they started talking about, we said, well, you know, what do you think about, John's talking about, you know, what do you think about bringing, you know, Israel bringing food for the Palestinians? And they didn't deny. They just said, well, but they don't have the calorie counts not right. Only American would say that, right?
It was the protein balance
with the carb. The only American would think about.
Only American.
Yeah, their macros
you
can, were
You
off.
Can tell these guys are carb counters, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They look like how Pat works out
healthy,
and all that.
They're healthy.
You know, they're probably on some sort of chemist thing going on. Anyway, so let's just pick up in the interview right here. And we got some great things. You know, Pastor Jimmy Rogers is going to be on where he's bringing this thing home.
Yes.
And some great interviews from Stand Up for Israel. But remember, the First Amendment, we have to be able to let people speak. And then we can share, you know, what we feel. So let's just catch up in this interview right here.
Just during Protective Edge, but over several years, where Hamas has been launching rockets near Sarot, Ashkelon, on a continual basis.
There are also regular military incursions from Israel, you know, before Protective Edge started.
That's really important because he did not deny the reality that Hamas is coming in and hurting and attacking Israel. He just says, Oh, in addition, there's other things going on. It's like, and Christmas happens once a year, and Easter too happens once a year. It's like, but did you just hear what has happened?
Yeah, since 2005, by the way, there's been 10,000 rockets that Hamas has fired into Israel. 10,000. So this just didn't happen a few days ago with Protective Edge. It's been happening for quite a while.
And so you put that together with Secretary John Kerry working with the president to get nuclear capabilities into Iran. And there's 10,000 missiles have been fired so far without nuclear warheads in them. How many, how many nuclear warheads does it take to remove Israel from the face of the earth?
Mm. Yeah.
One. So out of 10,000 rockets, with Iran getting nuclear power, which will go into nuclear weapons, and the prophetic word giving in January of this year by Pat Robinson was that Iran would have a nuclear weapon before this year is out. And it looks like everything is kind of supporting the context of that. That means only one out of that 10,000 could have removed it. And so it's like a zero sum for Israel. It's like it cannot get nuclear weapons. But so you're seeing these guys don't really understand. It's like, no, you can't have 10,000 missiles fired. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Israel's only 70 miles wide.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stack those missiles end to end, you couldn't even see probably Israel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Think about
it. Absolutely.
And 70 miles wide. So imagine driving from where you are right now and driving 70 miles. You would have went from one side of Israel to the other side of Israel. Mm-hmm. So 10,000 missiles being fired in the southern portion of that, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and so many others, that's like 80% of the world of America's population being fired at, and 80% of us having to go into storm bomb shelters every single day. And these young American men, they don't realize that, you know, you would have to be in a bomb shelter right now. You couldn't even do this interview if you were if America was Israel and your supported, you know, crew here called Hamas that's in Palestinians folks here in Gaza, that you couldn't even be doing this interview because we wouldn't have any, there's probably no plugins, you know, in the bomb shelters.
Well, you're going to hear, you're going to hear them speaking about, you know, because I mentioned, it says, well, Israel sends leaflets and drops leaflets. They call, they send texts alerting the Palestinians that they're about to, you know, send some rockets over. They're not the target, but they want to give them time to leave.
Which basically says, I care for you. Move out of the way. We're going to remove Hamas from your presence, but we're not going to remove you. We want you to be removed.
Right. And you'll hear in their level of understanding, they say, well, that only gives them 2 minutes. That only gives them 2 minutes to get out. But you hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say that when rockets are fired from Hamas, Israeli only have 15 seconds to get into a bomb shelter.
That's exactly
right. So 2 minutes versus 15 seconds.
A big, big difference. As a matter of fact, if you just go ahead and remove Hamas from your presence, then you'll have a real peaceful existence.
Yes.
Listen up.
But this is a repeated pattern from Hamas. Hamas is a reported militant arm from the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's being reported from Benjamin Netanyahu and others that Hamas is putting poor Palestinians in harm's way, and that's why there's such casualties.
All investigations I've seen with Al Jazeera and other medias, not American medias, not CNN, not Fox, not ABC, have confirmed that there was no such thing, and that Hamas does not use civilian targets. Like, I mean,
important to understand here, it's in the manual for Hamas. They use human shields. Everybody knows that what he's saying is like everybody that told you that they use human shields, Don't listen to them. Listen to this one, you know.
Well, this is their official slogan. Allah is its target. The Prophet is the its model. The Quran is its constitution. Jihad is its path. And death for the sake of Allah is the loftiest of its wishes. That's their slogan.
And what is the seventh article of Hamas's charter? Do we have it up right here? I mean, you got to see the seventh charter. We have it up. To eliminate.
Their covenant. It says, this is the law governing the land of the Palestine in the Islamic Sharia law. And the same goes for any land that the Muslims have conquered by force, because during the times of Islamic conquest, the Muslims consecrated these lands to Muslim generation to this day of judgment. One of the things in their covenant is this statement. But we're going to get you some of the other statements, because in Article 7, we believe, is where they say that there's a Jew hiding behind a tree, you know, bring him out so that basically we can kill him. And that's a paraphrase, but we'll make sure this is related for you. But it's in their charter. Their charter says that we need to kill the Jews.
We're going to make that available for you. But also, look, let's continue to listen to these young men, and I really appreciate them giving the time to be able to help, I guess, inform them on the issue. They just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't understand why all these folks are standing up for Israel, because Israel is actually standing up for the Palestinian people. And for them to stand for Hamas, you know, that's against the Palestinian people. And so let's listen up. Let's listen up to the interview. Watch out.
You're not seeing Palestinian people. My friends are Palestinians. Yeah, I've known them. But does that not make you upset when you see pictures? Or have you not seen the pictures? Maybe you haven't seen the pictures where Hamas is putting rocket launches right near children. I mean, children are playing and they're putting them right there. They're putting them in harm's way. There's something inside of you.
What about the children that were signing the missiles for the F-16s that were going to Gaza?
You know,
did you not see those pictures?
Well, I just wonder, have you seen those pictures? Have you seen?
I haven't seen.
So you've never seen any pictures?
Not at all.
Okay, so let me.
I think this is really important here in the context of this, because these guys are honest. They're saying they haven't seen the pictures, and you can see those pictures. We actually, as a matter of fact, you may already see it right now. That, again, they have not seen that with the children being gathered up. They're saying they haven't seen this picture, and you can see the entire video on VFN Torch, and hopefully we'll make a related article to this, but they're saying they haven't seen this. But what you're seeing right here, you're seeing a young man on the left that just put this rocket launcher in. There's another man at the back that has just gathered these children, and he's kind of gathering them like you would sheep or lamb being led to the slaughter.
Yeah.
And what Israel's doing, Israel's coming against the rocket launch area. So they wanted to put these kids by this rocket launch area in hopes, by the way, that when they destroy the launcher, they would actually kill the children. And so we can go back to the interview, but I wanted you to understand that, because the guys didn't see this.
That's right.
You to be able to see this. And they're actually, we have the video of this. You could see it. In addition to putting rocket launchers right by a hotel where all the press were, and we saw it literally be set up and fired off. And so that, just so you know, so now you do know, that's actually what's taking place in the context of that. Let's continue on.
I'm firing, but there's...
Near children.
Not near children.
Okay,
no.
So let me ask you this. If you saw rockets from Hamas, rocket launchers, if you saw this, if you known this to be a fact, you know, for you, you investigated, you found out, would you find that to be something that's irresponsible, to put rocket launchers near children?
Near children?
Palestinian, innocent Palestinian children and women.
It's what your definition of near is, you know.
As close as you and I are standing.
Shooting from here and there's a child, I've never seen anything like that.
If you saw it.
It'd be very upsetting. Yeah,
anywhere. Let's do that again.
So if he saw it, and put the picture up one more time, we want you to see that. You got to see this. This is what's happening as we speak. And we're going to make this video available to you, so you can go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And it blesses my heart to hear you say, if I saw it, it would upset me.
Yes.
And people didn't understand your heart, I guess, because you stand with them, because that's exactly how everybody was feeling out there. Mm-hmm. The majority of people is they care about the Palestinian children. They care about the folks. And now you're seeing how the death count has increased because of what Hamas is doing for the children there. And so now you know, and I appreciate your honesty. And so that's, you get a chance to see, that's the children in the back right there. We have a video of this. You're just looking at a still shot of it, but we actually see it actually taking place. So that's what's taking place in the context of that, with some others launching from schools, and just want to be able to let you know. Let's continue on with the interview.
If I seen it anywhere, I'd be upset. Yes,
you would be upset.
Yes, because those children are not supposed to be around and stuff like that. But at the same time, Israel has one of the like best weapons
most
in the
precise.
World. They can hit a penny from like they can hit a penny. They'll hit that. Why do they take a whole building down?
Well, this is my understanding. It's being reported is because Hamas is sticking rocket launchers outside of windows of apartments. They're sticking them in schoolyards, and so when Israel responds, they're hitting innocent lives. I don't think that it's not their intent to do that. And this is the other thing. How do you feel about the news that's reporting from all sides that Israel does leaflets, that Israel sends text messages, that Israel calls warning the Palestinian people, leave, we're getting ready to bomb the area. We're not after you, but we're after Hamas.
I've seen similar reports that say they send out the leaflets and they send out a text message less than a minute before they actually do the bombing.
They say there's 10 minutes.
They say there's 2 minutes, but they hit it earlier.
Well, think about this.
Well, notice this. Israel has 15 seconds to get to a bomb shelter with over 10,000 rockets being fired with no leaflets. No
That's
leaflets,
right.
No radios. Thank God for
no
this young man that invented the Red Alert. We're so excited to be able to talk to you more about the Stand for Israel rally that took place this Sunday. And it was so good to have, you know, a couple at least representatives of those who felt like they were representing a cause, Hamas, in Gaza. But we're finding out as we're answering their questions that they just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And their honesty was so refreshing.
It was.
If they wouldn't have showed up, we wouldn't have understood. They didn't understand those things. They didn't know that they were launching missiles by the gathering children right by missile launchers. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that they were being launched from schools. And they even said, if that was happening, I would be deeply disturbed.
And that was good.
And it just shows you too that you cannot. Is one thing I agree with many things, but one thing that one of the young men said, he said that you just can't turn to CNN for your news.
No. Yeah.
Because here they've been watching CNN and they had no idea what we told you several weeks ago, that they're launching missiles. They're gathering children around those missiles. And they talk about one aspect about the United Nations. And we want to be able to show you this. I don't know how close we are to that, but just let me know. But he's talking about 99.9%, you know, that I'm sure the United Nations and...
Yeah, they wouldn't be... You know, putting a school, they wouldn't say that, you know, people were not being harmed when they were being harmed. And the truth is that, you know, there's a voting bloc, the United Nations, is a Muslim communist voting bloc that has consistently, since 1975, has consistently brought all these resolutions against Israel. And you know, you'll see in this video that it's just unmerited, completely unmerited.
Right. As a matter of fact, I want you to go right to, this is a voting block. It explains the voting block in the United Nations, and you'll be able to see this first and understand this is what it means is this. A voting block is if you have 10 people and they all vote, and the majority of them that vote a certain way. That's the way. It doesn't matter how the rest of them vote. And when we say a majority voting block is we're saying the majority of people who vote in the United Nations vote against Israel every single time. As a matter of fact, take a look.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, oh, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN. Because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United States. So in 1975, the newfound communist-Muslim voting bloc spearheaded the passing of a UN resolution that officially stated, "Zionism is a form of racism." Yes, Zionism. The movement trying to find ways to protect Jews from racism was redefined as racism, which is kind of like saying the civil rights movement is racism and Martin Luther King is a racist. This is why resolution after resolution after resolution against Israel from 1975 until this day easily passes through the UN. But today, this movement has a new tool for attacking Israel as the cause of all our problems. The UN's Durban Review Conference on Racism. Durban is charged with finding the real root of racism, and at the last conference, keynote speaker and human rights best friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, yeah, the guy who openly called for Israel's annihilation, revealed that Zionism is not only racist, but the true root of racism throughout the world. And what has history taught us about what tends to happen when one ethnic group is believed to be the hidden root to all the world's problems? What is happening at Durban is catastrophic, not only for Jews, but for the whole world. And it's great.
So you're looking at this voting block that this young man is looking at, and he's saying, I'm 99.9% sure the United Nations. As a matter of fact, I want you to watch it right here. You can see this young man, and he's asking the question, now that you have an understanding of the United Nations, he's turning to the United Nations for a source of information. Mm-hmm. But now we know there's an unstoppable voting block against Israel. So listen, so we're helping us understand together because he wasn't sure. And so we want to be able to help him so he can be definitely sure. So listen, let's listen what he was talking about.
By the way, the UN has declared that they are 99.9% sure there is no rocket launch, like no rocket launchers, no military or Hamas activities around the schools that they have put. Why does Israel hit those schools, the UN schools?
So you're looking at, so he wasn't saying definitely. He said it was 99%. And so his source of information is this group of folks who has an unstoppable voting block against Israel, who has 10,000 missiles being fired at it.
Right.
And now you understand when you hear the United Nations saying, this was the United Nations school and this bomb came down. It's almost like, why is the United Nations not setting up something that we'll talk about in just a moment, a place for them to be able to to? Because you think about it, Israel's having to tell everybody to go to a certain part of Gaza to be safe. But when you go and look at history, normally the United Nations sets that up, right?
Isn't it interesting that Israel's not only responsible for protecting their own people, but simultaneously they've taken on the responsibility of protecting the Palestinian people at the same time? It's like, come on now.
Right, right. And so what you're looking at, now you understand the United Nations does not stand up for Israel. They do not stand up for Israel. The majority of the United Nations does not stand up for Israel. So when you heard us earlier talk about the president, when the president was speaking in Israel, and he spoke about Israel on several occasions, but he went to Israel and spoke to the young folks in Israel. Mm. He said, you know, this needs to go to the United Nations. We're going to take this and almost like disassociating himself and America from, you know, what's going to take place. But if there is a majority voting block, if there's a majority voting block against Israel in the United Nations, what you're saying when you say, let's take it to the United Nations is, let them do the dirty work. In other words, let the United Nations be Judas.
Yeah, let them push Israel over the cliff.
Well, let them be Judas.
Yeah.
It's like the religious folks, they didn't want to be seen as the ones who are killing the Messiah, destroying God's son, but they really did. But they gave 30 pieces of silver to the United Nations, to Judas. And Judas, he went and he sold out Jesus. And then he comes back to give the money back to America. I mean, give the money back to United. No, give the money back And the religious people were so convinced that their hands did not cause this storm to come against Israel, come against Jesus. That's the comparison I'm talking about. That they said, we're not going to take that dirty money. That's blood money. We're going to buy a field with it. And they bought a potter's field with it. In other words, you didn't get what you wanted, but you did get a piece of land, and it's where you're hanging yourself, because you're going to hang yourself, Haman, on this land. When you have a plot and a plan to come against Israel, it doesn't work good for Haman, and it doesn't work good for Judas, and it's not going to work good for Hamas and Fatah and all these groups that are trying to come in and to try to take the land of Israel. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over again. So when somebody says, even if it's your closest friend, and they say, hey, let's take this to the United Nations and see what they think, whether Israel should live or die. And the first thing you do is educate them. You know, go back and go to VFN TV, go to VFN Torch, and let them watch this video to understand there's an unstoppable voting block against Israel. And then see if they still stand with the United Nations, which means they stand against God and they stand against the apple of his eye. And they even talk about population here. These young guys talk about populations. And we got Jimmy Rogers coming up, Pastor Jimmy Rogers, and it's very exciting. I don't know if we have to go to a break, just a moment.
A couple minutes, yeah.
A couple minutes. And so, we got more from Stand Up for Israel rally, and even about the 17th Avenue train trestle that has been vandalized. Mm-hmm. And I guess it had to be maybe these guys. I don't know. I can't tell you if it was them or not. I have no idea. I have no idea. But I know those are the only three folks that was up there. But they talked about the population, right?
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that in a moment after you just hear these guys first. And we just want to be able to answer their questions, because it looked like they had a lot of questions about what's going on. Let's listen up. Let's watch.
In terms of rocket launchers, things are being reported by multiple media sources, whether it's Fox, MSN, whoever, that show rocket launchers in schoolyards, rocket launchers in homes, rocket launchers near mosques and educational facilities that Hamas is firing into Israel. What do you say about that?
It's 1.8 million people being corralled into an area essentially the size of the city of Atlanta. No, the whole place is a civilian population. They're fighting back.
What
we just found out, because this is what's being reported. I mean, he's sharing what he reported, what was being reported on media at large. We've actually shared it as well, because it's what's being, you know, supported and talked about. But in reality, Alan Dershowitz, the attorney Alan Dershowitz, he's Jewish, wrote an article for the Gates Tone Institute, in where he debunks this myth and says, I know that you've heard that this is Gaza is the most densely populated place in the world, but in fact, there are swaths, if you will, large pieces of land where there's hardly any people living in there at all. And so he asks three questions in this article that he writes, like, you know, why is the media basically not showing these open areas? They're only showing the crowded areas where people live and where people are being attacked. And he says, well, one possible reason is because it's boring and there's no activity, so they're not showing there. But he says precisely that's the point. The point is to show that, why do we have all these folks in this area if Hamas truly cared about the people that they're saying, the Palestinians that they're saying are being murdered unjustly, that they're being killed by Israelis, why have they not been moved to that area? You know, and so that's one of the things he talks about. And then the other thing he talks about is about human shields. And he says, listen, that, and I'm going to read this for you. He says, this is why most of Israeli casualties have been soldiers, and most of Hamas casualties have been civilians. The other reason is that Israel builds several shelters for civilians, whereas Hamas actually builds shelters for its terrorists. We have a map here that kind of shows you the difference between the cities that are overly populated, and then it shows you some areas where it's open there.
So the one on the left is Gaza Strip population centers. So the blue spots are the centers.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right, it's showing the difference of the regular map area. So the fact of saying that every square inch is populated,
it's not true.
It's not true.
Right.
How many things are they saying that's not true? And how many people, like these young men, are believing that? But I'm just so glad we got a chance to be able to show you that. Because we're going to go right into the rest of the Stand Up for Israel rally.
Here's this other thing that he says is just as important. He says, if the UN, this is what these young people are talking about, if the UN truly cared about the Palestinians, why have they not helped to move all of the people into these land areas and demilitarize that zone and says, Hamas, don't bring any weapons here, there's no rockets here, this is to have the people safe. If that was true, then you'll find the civilian casualties will be far less, However, the Hamas casualties, the soldiers would be far higher, which is not the case now.
Which means that was what the United Nations normally, that's what they do. But they're not doing it. Why? No. Because the majority of the United Nations is against Israel. This is a whole plot. This whole thing is being built, and we'll talk more about it in our future programs. This is a strategy to unite the Muslim people, the Islamic radicals and people against one particular thing, one particular vision to be able to push Israel into the sea. And we have to stand up and realize 7 months and 7 years, just like the prophecy was put out, it's not going to be good for those. We're so glad we got a chance to be able to answer these young guys' questions that they had. And we appreciate their honesty in saying that they weren't really sure and if they did know. And and thanks to our sponsors, thanks to our partners, we were able to educate them on those particular issues. And so it's good. Maybe we'll get a chance to meet them again to find out now that they know these things actually were happening. It looks like they wouldn't be for that. And it seems like they're for the Palestinian people.
Sure.
But I don't think they're for Hamas, because Hamas is causing these things to happen. And the United Nations, by the way. And I think the world would be a better place without the UN. It just seems for some reason. I don't know why. It just seems that way. So let's get back to the excitement that was taking place at the Stand Up for Israel.
Yes, you can hear some interviews of participants, folks that were there that were showing their support, and they had wonderful things to say about why they personally came to stand with Israel amongst their fellow people in their community. Watch this, because you'll be very encouraged.
This Sunday.
Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and we need to stand behind them. They have the same values as us, and they defend freedom.
I'm here because I love Israel, and I think this is a time for us to come together and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, Israel is the focal point of prophecy, and that this is God's timeline right here. And for those that love Israel, pray for it. Pray for the peace, not just for Israel, but for the whole region.
You should support Israel because they are the chosen people of God that He has made to be light to the world, and if they are preserved, then the rest of the world is preserved.
Well, I'm a Jew, and I stand with my people no matter what, through thick and thin. I believe that, you know, Israel is us. They believe in the same things we do: democracy, freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, peace, most of all. And that's important, because that's what we're supposed to be about also as Americans.
Wow. That's feedback from folks that were there. They were braving the heat, and they were sweating like all of us, but it was so cool just to see all the signs, all the flags.
Everybody was just together.
Yeah.
Everybody was united together for Israel, standing up. I mean, from the legislators. I mean, I know that Governor Scott was there. He would have been definitely standing up for Israel. But this is a man who went to the Western world. Hopefully you can see a picture of him right now. His first thing he did was go to the Western Wall in Israel to be able to pray and get business from Israel, wisdom on how to be able to bless the state of Florida. And obviously things have changed dramatically.
Yes, they have.
But is it Jimmy next, Pastor?
No, we're going to actually go straight to the rally. We want you to see what was being said. Watch this.
And some pictures as well.
Those rockets have inflicted injuries and damages to towns in southern Israel. In Israel, in the midst of Gaza conflict, that still delivers food, oil, power, and humanitarian relief to Gazans living under the tyranny of Hamas. Do you know of any other combatant nation that would do that?
And it's amazing that, you know, you're seeing, you know, some of the folks that are gathered around there and just standing up for Israel. It makes a huge difference. This is what the Lord, word of the Lord says. The word of the Lord says this. The word of the Lord says that He's looking for a man, just a man to stand in the gap. I mean, think about it. A man to stand in the gap for Israel. He's not looking for 1,000 folks. And when you see this many people standing up for Israel, imagine what that's like when that many people are standing up. I mean, think about it. God Himself sent His Son. His Son stood up for 12, and one of those guys was right. I mean, just standing up for Israel. And it makes a huge difference when you see that. And I was trying to pull up here. It's just amazing to see what is going on. And we just want to end this thing with Pastor Jimmy Rogers, right? That's his name. He was just letting it rip, you know, and being bold and letting know the church stands up for Israel. Listen to Pastor Jimmy Rogers from Pace,
Assembly
of God.
Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then people will not slumber while the lights may turn out, O God, and the stars may shine. You are the maker of the stars. You are the one who calls every star by name and holds the moon at night and the sun at day. You're the one who caused that sun to stop for 24 hours so that Joshua could fight the battle and be victorious. You're the God today who is able to help those that fear you. We call upon you, God, that no matter how many thousands may be arrayed around the city of Jerusalem and around the nation of Israel, you will defend your people, for they are the apple of your ass. And so we ask in the name of Yeshua today, Jesus Christ our Lord, to rend the heavens and come down, and forsake not Jerusalem. Hold not your peace, O God. Cause the enemies to be scattered. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. You will not forsake Israel. You will not turn your back upon your voices. Be heard from this little plot of ground in Pensacola, Florida, into the heavens.
Amazing. It was so exciting to be a part of that. If you missed it, don't forget you can go and see the entire segments that we did on it, and the first and the second. This is the second program we're doing on it. And you know, Genesis 12:3 says this. This is what the Word of God says. He says, I will bless those. This is God speaking to Abraham, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Jacob. He says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. I mean, think about that. And you're looking at the Gulf Coast, you're looking at Pensacola, you're looking at people saying, listen, we want to bless Israel, we want to stand up for Israel. Then I think about Psalms 121, chapter 121, verse 4. And he says, indeed, he who watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. I mean, think about it. You're thinking that, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to Israel? Nothing. I mean, God's going to protect Israel. But the question is, where is he seeing you? On that side, are you on the side of Israel? And finally, in Joel 3:2, and this is so important, this is what he says, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will put them on trial for what they did to my inheritance, my people Israel, because they scattered my people amongst the nation and divided up my land. Let me tell you, we've got to stand up for Israel. We got to stand there in unity with them, and we got to defend the cause, just like Congressman Mike Kills said. Is there a cause? Yes, there's a cause. And you can do that today by standing up and partner with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we stand up for God and country in that order. And we stand up for Israel, as you can see, obviously. We are for Israel. And make sure you catch our next program. We're going to be having a live interview of somebody who just had a briefing with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We call it the BB Bulletin. Coming back and what's taking place. What do these tunnels really mean? Make sure you catch us on the next program. We're going to stay informed through VFN TV. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.